News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. We've been telling you a lot lately about highway funding problems and how the money coming in through gas taxes and registration isn't expected to cover the cost of fixing and building highways. There's one thing that seems to be bipartisan with supporting Congress, too, and that's the highway funding issue. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more at the national level from the Capitol.
It's just a temporary fix, but with the game of beat the clock running short, a near $10 billion bill replenishing the Federal Highway Trust Fund won wide support in the House.
At risk are hundreds of thousands of jobs in the construction industry.
House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Republican Dave Camp uses a mix of pension tax changes and custom fees to keep that trust fund solvent through May. The White House has thrown its support behind the effort, noting while a long-term fix is preferable, without any action, money for thousands of highway construction projects across the country would run dry next month. At the Capitol, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
A Green Bay police officer has been cleared of any wrongdoing in a controversial arrest. Green Bay Police Chief Tom Molitor.
I have determined that Officer Derek Wicklund is exonerated of the complaint of excessive force related to the arrest of Joshua Wenzel.
That's the finding of the state DOJ investigation into Wicklund's arrest of a man outside of a downtown bar last April. Cell phone video showed Wicklund pushing Joshua Wenzel up against a squad car and then throwing him violently to the ground. Green Bay police conducted an internal investigation but handed it off to the state as well in an effort to show transparency. 27-year-old male suspect now in custody following yesterday's hit-and-run incident in Wausau. Police Lieutenant Nathan Pekarski said the suspect was picked up without incident after a witness called in a tip about his whereabouts. Pekarski said it was a fight between a boyfriend and a girlfriend. He said the tip from the witness led to the arrest.
We are looking for that cream-colored Ford Crown Victoria without license plates. If somebody would happen to see that driving around in their neighborhood, you know, you could definitely call the non-emergency number for the Wausau Police Department and make a report of where you did observe that vehicle.
So far, no charges have been filed, but Pekarski expects those to come through the DA's office as early as tomorrow. A 28-year-old man from Oconto County has been found not guilty by mental disease, part of a plea agreement for Travis Keeler. Keeler was the man that entered the Wittenberg Shell and McDonald's back in April 22nd and took a person hostage. They avoided the jury trial with the plea agreement. The state Supreme Court ruled on a case involving a drunk driving conviction and the sentence that was given. Monroe County Judge J. David Rice had sentenced Clayton Williams from Warrens to 3 years in prison plus 3 years extended supervision for his seventh OWI conviction. This happened back in 2011. Now, the judge referred to the statutory guidelines for seventh, eighth, and ninth OWI sentencing as, quote, murky, but believed they required him to impose a minimum sentence. Williams won the appeal, but the Supreme Court ruled 7-0 today in favor of Judge Rice's ruling, saying the statutes are ambiguous, but their history shows they were meant to impose mandatory minimum prison times. A Wisconsin woman who found out firsthand the impact of smoking while pregnant is shown in a new ad aimed at helping others to quit. Amanda Braden from Eau Claire was 24, a smoker, and in college when she gave birth to her daughter 7 years ago. The daughter was premature, weighed only 3 pounds. She was in Wausau today sharing her story, hoping to keep young people from starting smoking and help others quit. A Wisconsin man who threatened an Eastern Iowa woman with a gun after she refused to help him commit food stamp fraud will spend just under 5 years in prison. Court records show the 23-year-old Billy Evans from Milwaukee went into a gas station in Dubuque, Iowa last January. He tried to talk the gas station attendant into using food stamp cards to purchase items and get some cash. The clerk refused. The surveillance video shows Evans lifted up his jacket to show the clerk a gun in his waistband. The woman refused to take part and later called police after Evans confronted her when she left the store. The cops then chased Evans down and found a loaded gun he had ditched in the case. Evans had previously been convicted in Wisconsin for operating a vehicle without consent and for attempted armed robbery. He has pled guilty now to possession of a firearm and ammunition as a felon and will get 57 months in a federal prison. The Storm Track 9 forecast with meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Tonight, partly cloudy, chilly, and some patchy fog possible. A low of 45. Wind will be northwest around 5 miles per hour. Partly sunny, a bit warmer Wednesday, and a high of 74. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, turning clear and cool again, down to 49. Thursday, partly cloudy and pleasant. Expect a high of 77. And then Friday, partly sunny and just a slight chance of a shower or storm. Expect 80 for your high. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny and more seasonable with a slight chance of a shower, high 82. Partly cloudy, warm and humid, and a slight chance of thunderstorms Sunday, high 85. Look for the big warm-up on Monday with a 90-degree high temperature. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.